We become what we worship. That's the rule. Can't escape it, can't avoid it. You try to run from it, you can't try to say it won't happen to me. But that is the rule. You become like what you worship. And Israel had given themselves to idols. Now, they were still taking the name of God on their lips, and they still had sacrifices that were offered, but they had their idols. And they were truly worshipping those idols. And Isaiah is sent to an idolatrous people that are worshipping idols with ears that can't hear, with eyes that can't see, with mouths that can't speak, and they become like them. That's the point. And Isaiah is sent to preach to them to prove that while he declares the truth, they can't see it. And they can't hear it. Their hearts won't respond to it. They cannot do it while they worship these idols, while they are given to these falsehoods. And I'll tell you, beloved, we see the same thing in our generation. Every generation, you know what they worship by just looking at them. You know. Because what they worship comes out of them. You see it. There's a certain type of music people listen to, and a certain type of dress that goes along with it. And it seems like everyone who listens to that kind of music dresses in that kind of way. And you think, well, is this? Do you have to do this? Is this part of it? Or is something going on here? Well, you find out that the people they listen to, they dress that way. In that style of music, they dress that way. So the people who listen, they dress in the same way. They're becoming like what they worship. So they all dress in black. They dress in black. They do it almost unconsciously. They're not even aware. They're forming their lives. And people talk in a certain way. And act in a certain way. Believe a certain thing. And it's you become like what you worship. It's simple. And that is the frightful thing we learn from Isaiah's ministry. He was sent to a people that were idol worshippers that could not see nor hear the message that was before them because they become like the very gods that they were worshipping. And you will be the same. You will be the same. You'll become like what you worship. So what are we to worship? Whom are we to worship? You say you want to be Christ-like? How do you become like Christ? It's there, it's right there in, what was it, 2 Corinthians 3? Now we open up the scriptures and behold His glory, and we're changed from glory into glory, as by the Spirit of God. The Christians frustrated that they're not more like Christ, but they don't read His Word. This is how you're changed from glory into glory. It's by beholding Him, thinking on Him, considering His Word. Pondering all that you know about Him, reading books that teach you more about Him. All of this changes your life. You become what you worship, Christian. You want to be like Christ? Behold the Lamb. Set your affections upon things which are above, where Christ is seated. Have your heart in Him. Constantly on Him. This is the need.